I couldn't help but noticing you, sitting here so peacefully. I couldn't tell if you were even a real person or not. I thought maybe you were a mannequin or something. I had to approach you, to come closer, just to see for myself. And let me just say, I like what I see. Now, I observe a lot of things daily, many unique things, but I've never stumbled upon someone as enticing as you. Almost delicious. I'm sorry. I didn't mean for that to sound weird. I'm a bit hungry. My mind isn't working as it should. But I know a way to fix that. We should go get something and eat together. We can have a picnic in the cemetery. It'll be like one big party. Except this time, I'll have someone who can talk back to me and have a nice conversation. And this time, if I happen to fall asleep, someone will be there to wake me up. So I won't wake up by myself in the dark, amongst the graves. What do you say? You're not really convinced, huh? What if I am honest with you? When I first observed you, it wasn't today. It was weeks ago. Many weeks ago. Back then, when I thought you were just a mannequin. No way someone as beautiful as you could be real. But here you are. And day by day, I've gotten the chance to observe you. I'm so happy you have a regular routine. I get really excited seeing you here every day. And as each day comes and goes, you grow even more and more enchanting. Your beauty is unlike any other. And I would like to have you all to myself. What do you say? Will you accept my love? Will you accept my devotion towards you? Will you allow me to love you and adore you and observe you? If you need time, it's fine. You can just keep up with your routine, and I'll keep up with mine. Observing you, hoping you'll notice me, hoping you'll think I'm cute or quirky and fall in love with me, and then you'll want to hold on to my hand, and then we can go anywhere together. You'll follow me wherever, even to places your brain just can't comprehend. What do you say? Do you just need some time? Oh, you're speechless. Then you don't mind if I approach you, if you have nothing to say. I just want to witness you. Every interaction you have, I want to observe you. From your hand movements, to the way you walk, to the way you think. I just want to get close enough to smell you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I'm coming off as too weird. I'm a bit hungry, and it's making me lightheaded. I can't even think right. All my rationalized thoughts just out the window. What do you say? Will you accompany me to a meal to make sure I get some good food. And then I can observe you eating. Listen, listen. I don't follow you around like some weirdo. I only come here to watch you. I think that's fair. This is a public place, and we're both enjoying it. And how I'm enjoying it is watching you, your every little movement, or your lack of movements, when you sit so still, and I get to just watch you, see what makes you want to move. But I'd love to enjoy you in a different environment. What do you say? Well, I know I can leave people speechless, but this is kind of getting infuriating. You can talk to me. We can have a normal conversation. We all have our little creepy antics. And I can't help that I've fallen madly in love with you. And I can't get you out of my mind. And all I can do is think of you. I want you to be my everything. I want you to be my world. And then you can adore me. You can want to witness me. Observe me. Everything about me. You can smell me if you want to. I'll allow it. Here, smell me. Get a good, long smell. And let that enchant you. Please, please, let my smell make you come to me, begging me for more. To be near me. To be around me. Please. You don't have to go. You don't have to go anywhere. We don't have to go out and eat. We can just sit here. And I can tell you how I feel about you. Besides being madly in love with you. Because I think you're wonderful. I think you're the most wonderful specimen I have ever come across. I apologize. I can be calm. I can be sensible. And even sensual, if that's what you desire. What do you say? I think you're lying to me. Normally you stay here for much longer. I have interrupted your routine, and you want to leave. And that means you'll never want to return. And I think that is just so heartbreaking. I don't want to ruin your schedule. I'll leave you alone, if that's what you desire. Of course I'm being honest. I'm not some creep. I'm just creepy. You have to know the difference. Okay. What do you mean? You want to get to know me? Me? I feel like you're messing with me. Why do you want to leave? And then return to get to know me? You're not some creep, are you? I didn't really get to witness your behavior. So if you're actually a creep, someone who gets off on toying with people's emotions, you better let me know now, so I can get the hell out of here. Please be honest. You're just curious. Curiosity is a beautiful thing. I love curiosity. I would like to observe your behaviors, understand why you're capable of changing your mind so quickly. Not that it's a bad thing in this situation, because it led you right to me. And now you want to get to know me. And then maybe you'll want to adore me. And then we can love one another. And you'll get used to me. You won't find me creepy. Just different. Just a bit unique. And then you'll love me. Only me. And we can be together. Happily. Forever. I'm salivating at the thought of you wanting to be with me. It's absolutely enticing. But we should go and eat. Why don't you lead the way? And I can just hold on to your hand and observe you, if that's okay, darling.